In my email, "This is what makes the Hebrew culture different," I pointed out that Elohim, the Creator, created and empowered humans to perform functions that gods performed in other cultures. 1. The male and female are collectively Elohim's representatives over all life on the earth, in the seas, and in the open area above the earth and the seas. 2. The humans are to collectively exercise power over all living things like a shepherd exercises dominion over the animals of a flock. 3. The humans shall collectively measure their actions by Elohim's Tov standard. Actions that measure Tov protect, preserve, and make lives more functional, and increase the quality of life. In my previous email, "Discovering How to Destroy and Fulfill the Torah," we learned that Jesus is an interpreter of the Torah and the prophets, Jewish scriptures, and he intends to interpret them correctly. The 3 points above are the foundational requirements for being members of the Kingdom of Elohim movement, therefore every correct interpretation must agree with them. The 3 points are collective actions. The Our Father prayer Jesus taught his disciples, students, to pray is a collective prayer. Now let's examine the words that follow discovering how to destroy and fulfill the Torah. They are in Matthew 5:21-22a. Below is the New King James Version. "One whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven." A person can break one of the least commandments and teach men to break it and still be in the kingdom of heaven, but he will be called the least. 2. "Whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." A person who does and teaches the least commandments will be in the kingdom of heaven and he will be called great. 3. "For I say unto you, that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." This English translation completely fails to reveal the words that the original Jesus spoke to his disciples. This is what he said: "Unless your loyalty and faithfulness to Elohim and his family exceeds the loyalty and faithfulness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." What does Elohim, the creator of the heavens and the earth, value the most? The answer is human lives. He entrusted the care of those in his family to all members of his family. This is a family affair. Any interpretation of the Torah and prophets that conflicts with this destroys the Torah and the prophets. The goal of the members of the Jesus movement was to collectively pursue opportunities to demonstrate their loyalty and faithfulness to their Creator by caring for their family members. Shalom. Jim Myers.